Currently, the state's role in approving charter schools is advisory, and most of the authorizing power rests with local school boards. Ken Cuccinelli says this arrangement makes no sense.
If you want to start a charter school, you're like somebody who works for Pepsi, having to go to the Coca-Cola board of directors and get approval for your new product, and you're the competitor. That's an awfully tough proposition to work through.
Democrats are divided on the issue, with many African-American legislators drawing comparisons to segregation. This puts Democratic gubernatorial nominee Terry McAuliffe in a more difficult position when discussing charters, though he says it's something he's open to.
Let's all sit down. Let's get all the stakeholders together. Let's see what makes sense. How do we make sure we're providing the best education for our children? How are we making sure that we are preparing our children for the 21st century workforce?
Prior to her current job, 4th District Richmond School Board member Kristen Larson helped establish Richmond's first charter school in 2009, the Patrick Henry School of Science and Arts. While she doesn't believe that local school boards should be stripped of their ability to approve charters within their district, she is in favor of a multiple authorizer structure that would allow those trying to start a charter several paths to reach their goal. If a charter was rejected by a local school board, the state could approve the same application to be operated by a statewide charter school board.
I think that could benefit Virginia as a whole. It could also bring a level of accountability to local school boards, because if you know that somebody is sort of double-checking your work, then you're going to be more apt to really put the time in and to evaluate that school from a holistic point of view and look and see, is there a need for this in my school system?
After new rankings revealed last week that 12 of the state's 36 worst-performing schools are in Richmond, Mayor Dwight Jones says he now believes charter schools are an option that the city should take a more serious look at. In the past 4 years, Richmond has approved 2 of the state's 6 total charter schools, and will soon consider another in Church Hill for at-risk middle and high school boys. Craig Carper, WCVE News.